104.6. Love it. That's Simon Whitworth, and I wanted the world. And as if by magic, he's here in the studio. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm all right. It's good. Lovely to see you. You've always got a smile on your face these days.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot to smile about. It's all going well.
Well, I mean, obviously the reason why you're in is we're talking about brand new Christmas track and video to go with it and so on. But before we get to that stage, we've got to talk about another stage that you rocked on at Strings late September.
Late September, yeah. I saw you there and that was great. It was a wonderful night. Everything went well. It was fantastic. A really good turnout. I was amazed at how many people actually turned up. I didn't think I was that popular, or they were just that nosy. I'm not sure which one it is. But
no, it's raining outside. They come in the drive.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because we are by the bus stop.
Yeah, didn't you notice when somebody said the bus is there? It was a really, really good night. I was so impressed. I didn't know what to expect because I know that Maggie Curry thought you were going to do an acoustic set.
Yeah, so, I think most people thought I would just stand up there with an acoustic guitar and just sort of strum away. It'd be more like a folk thing. But no, my roots are new wave, and that's what I wanted to return to, and which I did with a vengeance, and I absolutely loved it. I really did.
You rocked. Honestly, it was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because I'm pretty, as you know, when we meet and everything, I'm quite quiet and everything. But on stage, I do just feel so different. And I think all that inner aggression just pours out into that night. And I just, don't mess with me when I'm on stage. it's great.
You're in the zone, though. I mean, it sounded really, really good. I was really impressed. There's I know we just had a discussion off air about videos, and it didn't work out when it was video, which is disappointing. But you've actually, put me onto a couple of songs that I heard that I'd not heard before, and one was so atmospheric.
Yeah, I think that's a song called "Love Can Cry." It's a song I wrote a few years ago, and actually, I think I mentioned last time I was here that Blue Brown did an album for me called Love Can Cry. And I'd never actually recorded or sung that song I wrote for that album myself. And when I was getting the set together, I just thought this would go perfectly there. And because when you do a set, you can't hammer through the whole thing. You have to sort of bring it down with light and shade. And that one just sort of, when I played it with the band, it just sounded so good, and it's one I will take to the studio and try and capture how good it sounded on the night.
So, well, hurry up then.
No, I will. I'm so busy, Ian. I'm so busy.
You've got time to stick around for another 10 minutes.
Just about. No, of course I am.
It really rocks. We should point out that Blue is part of, is it Lucid?
Lucid. I mean, that's many years ago she did that for me, but she's still one of my favourite vocalists I've ever worked with. She's got a beautiful voice, and she's a really nice person. That helps, doesn't it?
Do you know, it's really funny. I used to work at another radio station not too far from here, and her mum used to phone me up on a regular basis. I'm sure it was her mum. Her mum was Sandy. And she used to go on about her daughter, Blue. There can only be one Blue on the island singing.
She's got a twin sister, Sunny, I think her sister's name is, and they sing together. But no, she's great, and I would hope to work with her in the future.
Brilliant.
Because next year in Key Arts Theatre, I'm going to do a production of the musical I wrote, The Invisible Steps, where I'm going to strip it right down and just have a narration going through it, and then the songs performed to the narration. So it's like a good way of getting the whole production out there without all the set and all the actors and whatnot. So I forgot when that, 9th of June?
Yes. Yeah. I've put it in my diary. I remembered.
Yeah, yeah, well done. You would have prompted me, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have called you up and said, oi, don't forget.
And, you know, I'm that confident about it. I've booked the 9th and I've even booked possibly the 10th because I think we'll do really well with that.
Excellent.
Because it's such an interesting project and the music is really wonderful. It's so... It will just touch anyone that listens to it. It's absolutely beautiful.
You know, don't want to take too much of shine away from the Christmas single which you came in to promote, but you're going to come back and talk about that anyway. And you've got a book signing the same day, is that right?
Same day, yeah. I'm releasing the book which the musical was based on the same day. So, that 9th of June is a big, big, big day. But you are right. The reason I'm here is the biggest gift, the Christmas single.
Yeah.
So, You've obviously heard it. Do you like it?
I love it.
Do you?
It's such a lovely song, and the words are lovely as well. Yeah. There are. I mean, I misheard some of them because I thought it was stuff, not stuff Christmas, but something else at the beginning. Where it said, "Oh, stuff Christmas."
No, I wouldn't have done that.
And I thought, that's something he might have done. No. You know, in his grumpy state one day.
Yeah, no, I that would be a different version altogether, wouldn't it? But no, I like it. I'm pleased you like it.
Oh, it's just nice to hear new Christmas tunes.
Yeah,
and it's a really nice song. It's nice lyrics. Yeah. It just means something for Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's that feeling, particularly as you get older. You don't really want a present, do you? It's not. You might. I don't know.
Well, I've always been brought up to give to receive. But no, I think we've got to go back to that old fashioned way.
Yeah, and that's what the song's about. It's not like I personally, I've never really expected or wanted anything, but to be with someone you love is just the most magical thing you could have at that time of year, whether it's your life partner or your family or even your dog. You know, as long as you feel love at that time of year, it's just so important. And it's just something that I'm sure we've all experienced it in our lives. There's been periods in your life where you haven't felt that. And it's so important to give it and to receive love.
How long ago did you write this? Is it about someone? It's obviously because all your songs are about you. Because what was that song? Mr. Miserable or something? that was about you.
It was Mr. Never.
Mr. Never.
Yeah, we like that song, don't we? It was good at the gig, wasn't it? Yeah, God, you've thrown me off track now.
So that Christmas song, how long?
I wrote it 2 years ago. I recorded it a year ago for Last Christmas, but I left it too late. So I've waited a whole year to actually get it out into the public. And it was released today, which we saved for Vectus Radio. So
this is the first playing anywhere on any radio station. Don't lie to me.
Well, I hope. I don't know. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're having that. We're having that.
Yeah.
Should we play the song? Come back and talk about.
Please do, because I absolutely love it. I'm really proud of it.
Because you like talking during the song, so I'm going to turn it up and listen to it. Honestly, listener, have a listen, because the lyrics are lovely.
They are.
The tune is great. I picture this. Yeah. Years ago, we'd have seen this on Top of the Pops.
We would have. Do you know when you write a song like this, you feel that if someone like Ed Sheeran had written it or whatever, they'd be getting awards for it or whatever. You know, I'm just happy if someone plays it and likes it. So, God, that was sounding a bit bitter, didn't it?
No, I totally get what you're saying. I remember scoring a goal for Downside Middle School and thought, well, if Ronaldo had scored this, we'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah, well, it's exactly how I feel now.
So this is The Biggest Gift. It's out now. It's available on iTunes and also Amazon Music.
Every platform.
And you can get it on Spotify as well.
Yeah, and the video's really sweet as well. It's on YouTube.
Well, I'm playing the track, so I can't. I'll watch that later, but I have seen it.
Yeah,
really, I want to ask you a question about that, but let's play the song.
Thank you.
Do you know what? You will insist on talking over your songs.
I know, I shouldn't, should I? It's because otherwise I just get too swept away with it.
Well, did you notice that I turned it up as you were talking?
You did. You did. I thought, a bit rude. Could have just said, I'd like to listen to this, but yeah. Just turn it up. Yeah.
Well, no, I did. I love it. I think it's just such a lovely song. And at this time of year, going into Christmas, it's a perfect tune. But the story behind it is what you just summed up there. I think it's gonna resonate with a lot of people this year because, you know, finances are tight. And you've just got to make do with what you got. And if you've got someone that you love in your life, that's free.
It is, and to have that time with somebody, because the rest of the year you feel so busy, don't you? You almost feel guilty to sit down and do nothing. But if you could do that with someone at Christmas that you absolutely just love to be with, it just means everything, doesn't it?
So will you then? Will you then be sitting down and doing nothing with your loved one?
Yeah, of course, yeah, of course. for that day.
That day only.
Yeah, that day only, it'll be wonderful, yeah.
I mean, you are a prolific songwriter, and, you know, you all of a sudden, Christmas songs, and you've written a load more Christmas songs because you're being a major part in an event coming up.
Well, there's a Christmas shop in Shanklin called Jingle Bells, and... They're going to... Oh, sorry, that's my phone. Sorry about that. That's a fan.
No, I reckon it's the lady in question.
Oh, you're gonna... Say more about me. Or say she's going out. so this event at Jingle Bells, so what they do, they shut the shop and then they reopen it at night. And I'm going there to sing that song, The Biggest Gift. And because I thought, well, I can't just sing songs that aren't relevant to Christmas. So at the weekend, I wrote three or four more Christmas songs. So I'll be performing them as well. And you turn up, you get mulled wine, you get hot chocolate, and you don't pay for that. You just make a donation to their charity. So it'll be a really sweet place to do the song because it's all Christmassy, and it'll be like a movie.
So all your songs are going to be all Christmassy. You're going to do, how many are you going to do? Half a dozen?
No, just probably four.
Right.
And they will be all Christmas based.
That you've just written? You've just written
these?
Yeah,
I did them on Sunday.
Are you going to send them to us so we can put them on our playlist?
Well, I don't know if I'll...
Well, I didn't like that pause.
No,
I didn't like that,
if I had recorded them properly. The trouble is my producer, Guy Page... His band's doing really well, so he's not as available as he once was. And if he was here now, we would knock him out in a day, but unfortunately not. So if he is around and we have a chance to, I'd love to send them to you because they'll be
brilliant.
Really good.
I just love the sound of Christmas, new Christmas songs.
Yeah, and they are. And they're all sort of heartfelt and wonderful. Talk about myself. Oh, they're just wonderful, aren't they? Everything I do is wonderful. Nice, but yeah, that would be really good if we could do that. Yeah.
So when you're there in the shop it's obviously an acoustic thing, just you and a guitar.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sat up, stood down?
No, I'll stand up.
You'll stand right. Okay.
Yeah, I struggle to sing if I'm sitting down.
Do you?
I'll go faint. I don't know why that is. Always have. Yeah. If I stand up, I'm all right.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I think I put too much into it. Maybe I should have been taught how to sing properly. It might make a difference. I just don't breathe for 3.5 minutes.
Well, look, if you're listening down at Jingle Bells, don't let him sit down and sing.
No, it could be terrible. Yeah, that's not what you want for Christmas, is it?
Okay. What the other song was called?
I haven't even named them yet. They're that new. Oh, one is Jive Into Christmas.
Jive It. That sounds bubbly and lively.
One is...
have you just said something you shouldn't?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I have.
You can tell.
Yeah. And the other one is Christmas.
That one noticed.
Christmas Dream. And what's the other one? Oh, the other one is called One Night.
One night. Right, okay. Yeah. So not Jingle Bells then? Not a version of Jingle Bells?
No, that would be someone else's song.
Because
we've discussed this before, I don't do other people's songs.
Yeah, but you could do your own spin on it. You're in Jingle Bells.
I could, and this is going to turn into another Daydream Believer thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was a big letdown, I must admit. I was there and I was expecting a cheer up, Sleepy Jean, and it never happened. I was broken.
I could see that when I met you afterwards. You looked heartbroken, you did, but then...
Yeah.
Or drunk, one of the two.
I wish I'd have gone back home on that bus.
I wish half the audience went on, yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Let's just recap. You've got Christmas single. It's out today. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest gift.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that I didn't read somewhere. I was watching some quiz program in the week, and they said, how many streams do you have to get into the top 40?
Right, I don't know.
Do you know how many it is nowadays?
Probably about 20.
Do you know what? That's why I thought it would be really low, because I used to go on about singles years ago. Yeah. If you got 40,000 singles, you're guaranteed you're going to be in the top 20.
Really?
But now, no, 1.5 million.
Really?
Yeah, because of the setup and the way things are.
That's disappointing.
It is, because there's a lot of nonsense out there that seems to get stuff. And I look at your song and I think, oh, that's a top 20 song. That should go straight in. I can just picture the guy doing the charts and straight in at number 19. It's Simon Whitworth with the biggest gift. Yeah, top 10 the week after.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You'd then go on Top of the Pops.
And then it would go fly back down.
Well, it would in January, wouldn't it?
No, I think you are right, and... This is the frustrating thing. When you do a song like that and you know it would connect to so many people, but it's getting it to the people to hear, and it's really tough. And that's why I'm just grateful to yourself, because people will hear it today, and that's lovely.
And they'll continue to hear it, because we'll put it on the playlist, and we'll put it on the playlist early. All right.
Brilliant.
So we're not going to wait till Christmas. Goes on the playlist from today, and it will get played on a regular basis.
Do you do a record of the week at all?
Well, I used to.
Can you do it now?
I can do it next week.
Yeah.
How's that? Every day next week we'll play it.
That'd be wonderful. I'd love that.
Yeah, brilliant. That's what we'll do then. Yeah, definitely.
Thanks very much.
Look, I'm not just saying it. I've broken a few hearts in the past when I've said, actually, I don't really like that.
Yeah, I bet you have, yeah.
But not you. I mean, you're a very likeable chap. You're a very talented chap as well.
Yeah,
and what's nice about you is although sometimes, you know, you come across as like, yeah, I'm great.
Yeah.
And it's all about me.
Yeah, don't worry.
I know. Really? Underneath it all, you don't think you're that good.
I don't. No.
And I think you're a great bloke, and I think you're incredibly talented, lovely bloke as well, down to earth.
Oh, that's really kind. I feel quite choked. Give us a hug.
Well, let's play another song, shall we? This is another one that you sent me this morning. It is on our playlist anyway, isn't it?
It probably is, actually. It's just I was going through the list last night. And I thought, I've forgotten all about this song. And it's really sweet. It just reminds me of the Beatles.
Love's Gone Cold?
Yeah.
And did you play this at the gig?
No.
You didn't?
No, there's so many I could have and didn't. But I don't know why. It's a really sweet song. But I don't think it was heavy enough for the night.
Okay. When can we expect that song that you were talking about that Blue did?
Love Can Cry.
When are you going in the studio to do that? And the other new songs that you played at the gig?
Yeah, there was one, Second Floor of Life, Love Can Cry, Teenage Republic. They will be, as soon as Guy's free, when he comes back off tour. It's very selfish of him to be doing so well, isn't it?
What? You know, you never mentioned the band. I mean,
the band is in his coach party.
Coach party.
Yeah, they're really good. They're a great band. But from my personal point of view, I wish they weren't doing so well, because he'd be around for me, wouldn't he? You know, but he's great.
Well, you'll find the time, maybe. Yeah. Maybe Christmas Day you'll get that phone call. Look, I'm, you know, I've got no one.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not sitting with a loved one.
Maybe you'll get that call. Hey, look, as ever, it's brilliant to see you.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for coming in and giving us the biggest gift, because I just think
really
it's a top
sweet
song. Good luck with it. Yeah. And it is out today. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. You say everything else.
Everything.
Where else can it?
YouTube. Yeah, check out the video on YouTube. That would be great.
You're not in it, though.
No. That's why I said... It's great.
Right, okay, so check out the video is available. If you click on the link on our website, it will take you straight through.
Yes, it will.
Enjoy it. And this is, we've already played the single, but this is Love's Gone Cold. It's Simon Whitworth. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a lovely Christmas. Yeah. And I might even pop down and see you at Jingle Bells on what date was it?
14th of December, Wednesday, that is, Wednesday night.
And what time do you start?
7.
Is that correct? Or
yeah, it is.
Or are you just plucking that out?
No, I've just been told.
I'll turn up at 6:30. Oh, no, that was an hour ago, mate. You missed it.
No, it is 7 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, it is 7 o'clock. Brilliant. 7 o'clock. When was it? 14th?
14th of December, and that's a Wednesday.
And it's in Shanklin, Jingle Bells.
Old Town Shanklin, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it'll be a really sweet night.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Don't make me understand. I don't want to understand how you have taken all our plans. I'm running on the phone. I'm standing all alone. Local music on Vectis Radio is sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop in Cowes. We don't just sell guitars, we also offer restringing, setups, accessories and repairs. Visit us at 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or give us a call on 01983 242 680.